Hey everyone, welcome to Burn It Down and Leave. Gather all the Dragon Balls because we watched Dragon Ball Evolution and you can wish this never happened. It's just me, Mike Allison, today, but not just me because Caleb Truax is in the house.
The house!
I made it look like I was going to yell, but
I was getting pumped. I was getting ready to do like a hype man thing, but didn't do it.
We're doing it at the level of energy that Goku expended in this film.
Hame.
Come on, parentheses. Tell us about this.
Dragon Ball Evolution is the live-action filming of the Dragon Ball original anime series. So this is a 2009 film, rated PG. It's an hour and 25 minutes long, and it's dubbed an action adventure fantasy. The young warrior Son Goku sets out on a quest racing against time and the vengeful King Piccolo to collect a set of seven magical orbs that will grant their wielder unlimited power. With director James Wong, or as Mike pointed out, James Wrong, wrong for this movie. And ratings for IMDb 2.6 out of 10 stars and nice. Metascore of 45.
2.6 isn't one of those Dragon Ball numbers, is it?
It's not. There's not a 2.6.
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball, sadly.
Just tell us the budget because it's just us.
Let's kick it.
I'm going to guess $14
million. $14 million. They had a budget of $30 million.
I feel horrible. Yeah. And it made $52
million. It grossed?
Gross.
$57
million. Yeah, pretty good. I guessed. I mean.
Yeah.
It made its money.
It also has a runtime of 85 minutes or 100 minutes, depending which edition we watched. Which we watched the 85 minute, I believe.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because that was a slog to get through.
It was.
Let's start off with a fun fact, Caleb.
Sure.
The only reason that the new Dragon Ball Super thing exists is because the guy that made Dragon Ball saw this movie and said, I can't let this be the end.
Oh, God.
For real.
Oh, God.
And, so now Dragon Ball Super is real, and people like it.
People love it. I don't even watch any of it, and I still see a ton of content from it.
They really did not know what made Dragon Ball Dragon Ball for this.
It felt like they were really, like, trying to piece together what they thought was the main point of it throughout this. They're trying different things throughout it, being like, this has got to be it. No? Okay, let's try that.
Well, yeah, they're trying to do, like, a Goku is the hero, so we should make him have, like, this dark entity inside him. And it's like a different story that they just combined into this instead of making it... Because, like, in the show, it starts off with Bulma at Goku's house. Goku is not a part of, like, civilization. And Grandpa Gohan's already dead because every time there's a full moon, Goku turns into the giant monkey.
Right.
And in this, it's on his 18th birthday he can turn into the monkey. So they should have known right off the gate that if he turns 18, that's when the blood moon will come, and that's when he'll turn into the giant monkey. The plot doesn't make sense.
No, it also, like, right away... Okay, so just to preface this, I haven't watched any Dragon Ball. I watched a little bit of Dragon Ball Z. And I already knew apparently way more than the directors knew about it. Because at the end, I pieced it together. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah, Goku. Yeah, Caleb was like, you're Goku.
yes.
Caleb was like, hold on, doesn't he kill his own grandpa? I was like, yeah, that's like a huge thing for Goku when he finds out that he kills his grandpa.
So if we were going to go with the story that happened in this movie, you think the grandpa would be a little more concerned that Goku wasn't there on his 18th birthday?
Yeah, he just stayed home and was like, I'm going to just make some
like,
fish.
He's just like, you know, he's like, whatever, it's fine. It's like, he knew about this. He knew it was going to happen.
Why didn't he tell him earlier about it so they could train and save the world?
Right.
Because he told him all about, like, Piccolo and stuff. He just didn't tell him about the fact that he's going to turn into a giant monkey if he doesn't fucking chill.
Yeah. And also, like, there was no explanation why Piccolo was all of a sudden, like, there. Piccolo was just there.
He just became unsealed.
Yeah, but how and when and why? There was no... Piccolo was just there.
And I'm 45% certain that they said 5,000 years ago all this happened, and then they switch it to 2,000 years. It's like, when did this happen, guys?
There's no consistency in that.
And I totally forgot about the Capsule Corp stuff, where, like, Bulma is... the daughter of the guy that made capsules, and that's why she has, like, that car that can transform.
Right.
But, like, the whole world uses capsule stuff. So I was like, oh, they just have like regular cars and bikes and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, Capsule Corp. She's the only one in the whole world that uses it.
I literally just made the connection of what you're talking about. I know what the Capsule Corp thing is, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like she holds these little pills and right. pops the top that's and throws right. them, and it'll be like a tent or like a car or like like a refrigerator.
Completely forgot about that.
They just... I get how they couldn't make it like the anime because of how in-depth it is, but they could have started it at... It could have just been Bulma coming to the house looking for the Dragon Ball to get wishes. It didn't have to be like, you stole my Dragon Ball.
Right.
And then they would go on to get the rest of the Dragon Balls, because Goku's grandpa would have already been dead.
Yep.
And he would be like, well, I'm not giving it to you, but I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Then they go to meet Master Roshi when they go find a Dragon Ball.
Which, by the guy, that was a terrible placement person for Roshi.
That's yeah.
He looks nothing...
It's just some guy with hair.
They're like, hey, so let's just pick an Asian guy and he'll be Master Roshi. I'm like, that's not how that works. That's not how that works at all.
And then they could have just got Master Roshi, and then that would be when, like, oh, poop, Piccolo, like, is coming. Because, like, Master Roshi would be like, this evil containment seal or something is broken.
It's broken, yeah,
and
yeah.
then Piccolo comes out. And
instead
then
of just being like, yo...
That's where it would, like, be the start of the adventure. Like, Piccolo came in halfway.
Yeah, well, and they also could have explained everything right down Mr. Roshi, too. Because, like, Master. They explained three times to us.
About Piccolo.
Three separate occasions.
Listen, man, America is really stupid. They need to know the same thing this over and over. This is the issue. Over.
Every time they make an anime to an American action film, this happens every time. We always say this. They oversimplify and they get rid of things that are like
And they
a
make
huge...
like a love story.
Always. It's not necessary. Like, does Goku have a love interest in the... I wouldn't know.
Here's how it goes
okay,
down.
Sure.
Chi-Chi is Goku's wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
Because he has the kid.
But the thing about that is, he fights her in a martial arts tournament.
Yeah.
And she asks him to marry her or whatever. And he says, yeah, because he doesn't know what that is.
Oh.
And, like, obviously it wouldn't work in this. But she goes, will you marry me? And he goes, yeah. And then later he goes, is that some sort of food?
Oh, my God.
Because he's, like, obsessed with food. And then years later, they fight in a tournament and Goku doesn't recognize her because, like, they're grown up. Like, Goku's normal Goku from the new Dragon Ball Z.
Right, right.
And that's the Piccolo time. Like, modern Piccolo. And then they fight, and, like, they fight and end the tournament, and that's when they get, like, married and stuff.
So, I don't know if you'd be able to explain this, but there's massive confusion for me. You tried to, like, quickly explain this. What's the difference between the two Piccolos?
Okay. This has nothing really to do with the movie.
Yeah, sorry.
It's just the one Piccolo. There's two versions of Piccolo. There's three versions of Piccolo.
What the fuck? Crap.
Piccolo that is evil is the evil side of Kami. And Kami is the guy that he looks over the earth. He lives on top of like this crazy tall tower.
Sure.
And he's basically like the guardian of the planet.
Okay.
And he is the good side of Piccolo.
Okay.
And evil Piccolo is all the evil that was inside of Kami that he rejected, and they split apart because Namekians can, like, do all crazy stuff.
Sure.
And so then Goku beats up old Piccolo that was in containment and, like, kills him. But before he dies, evil Piccolo throws up an egg that is basically just him with all his memories, but, like, has to, like, grow up again. And that's why there's such a time difference between new Piccolo and... that's how come Goku grows up, because new Piccolo, like, ages, and now they're, like, the same age.
What the heck?
And so then they fight. So it's not the same evil Piccolo, and so, like, that's why he becomes kind of good, is because he's like, well, I don't really care, because I know that this my dad, who is me, is also evil, but, like, I don't really care about that, and we fought, and you beat me, so and you didn't kill me.
Sure.
And then in Dragon Ball Z, the Saiyans come, and then Piccolo has to take care of Gohan, because Goku dies. So, and that's what makes him good, because Gohan and him, like, become buddies.
Right. That explains a lot now. And mm-hmm. I understand things now. Okay.
But yeah, there's like... But the thing about Dragon Ball is that... And they kind of did it okay in this, is like... Except for they didn't know that he's an alien. They just thought he was evil.
They
made
him a normal, yep.
Like Goku. Yep. Not Goku, Piccolo.
Piccolo, right.
They thought because like in Dragon Ball World, there's like dinosaurs and like all sorts of crazy monsters.
Right.
And they just thought Piccolo was just like an evil king from back then. But he's from outer space. And then Goku also is from outer space. And like, so Gohan, Grandpa Gohan isn't really his grandpa and all that stuff.
Right. It's like Superman thing.
Yeah. It literally is the Superman thing because he gets sent to Earth.
Right.
And the reason that when he sees the moon and goes crazy is because he got like hit in the head when he was like going down. Like when the ship crashed. So he forgot like his prime directive of like when he got shipped out, he was supposed to like take over the planet. Goku was.
Yeah.
And so he got hit in the head and forgot about that and became just a nice guy.
Right. So when he turns into the monkey, I get it. Okay.
So when he turns into the monkey, he from the brain damage he got,
right,
he can't control it.
Yeah.
Whereas every other Saiyan, like when they turn into monkey, they don't get all ragey and crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why he kills Grandpa Gohan, and then Master Roshi has to blow up the moon.
So they really changed it.
Yeah. Because there's so much stuff.
Pause. They blow up the moon?
Master Roshi Kamehameha's the moon until it explodes. Because they are fighting in the tournament and the moon comes out, like, in the day.
Oh, God.
And it's a full moon. Okay. And Goku turns into the giant ape. And they didn't know that if he cut off his tail, he turns back to normal. Mm. So Master Roshi just Kamehameha'd the moon and it exploded.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Solid. Obviously, I learned a lot right there.
This wouldn't be in the movie because right. That's so much stuff.
That's a lot, you know? Yeah.
And that's all happening, and there's still, like there's years of things that still happen, you know?
Yeah.
And so they tried to condense this all, but, like, it didn't feel like they traveled very far to get all the Dragon Balls. It felt like they were all, within two blocks of each other.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Well, Gohan lives here. Grandpa Gohan lived here, and then Chi-Chi lives here, and then Bulma came from somewhere. Man, and Master Roshi lives, in an industrial park. Like, what's the deal with where he lives?
Yeah, because in the anime, he lives, in the middle of, the
water. Yeah, in the middle somewhere. Of the ocean.
Yeah. Like a very tropical area.
Yeah. And how they get the Dragon Ball from him is Goku saves his pet turtle.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so he gives Goku the Flying Nimbus.
Yep.
And Bulma's like, what do I get? And he goes, nothing, basically. And she goes, what if I show you my panties? Because Master Roshi is a real pervert. And she goes, I'll take that. I want that Dragon Ball, and I'll show you my panties. And she's not wearing any underneath. And she pulls up her dress, and he just, loses his mind. And he's like, take it! And that's how he gets...
That's a kid's show?
It's Japan. They don't care.
Oh, my God.
And and it's not really a kid's show.
Fair enough, because the one significant thing, we're really off track here, but that's okay. The one significant thing I remember from, I watched a little bit of the original Dragon Ball, was the scene where they have Goku dressed up as a girl.
Yeah.
And he goes and takes a piss.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the only thing I remember.
So, all this stuff happens in the anime, which makes it weird that they did it this way, because Goku is a high school student? High school or is it college?
This was high school in this one.
Okay. So he's a high school student in this.
Because he just turned 18.
Goku never went to school.
Right. I knew that because he's not a part of the normal society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why he's also really dumb. Like, all he cares about fighting and stuff.
Right. It's like a Wonder Woman complex.
And so he goes to high school here and he promises Grandpa that he'll never fight, anybody because they all fucking suck.
Right.
And, that's good on him,
Sure.
But Chi-Chi goes to school with him. And then they all of a sudden become buddies because he uses ki. Did you do that? Did you make all those lockers explode? yeah, it was me, dog.
Should she know about ki?
Yeah, her dad is the great Ox King. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what's weird, too. She's just a regular martial art girl in this that doesn't have parents, apparently, because nobody's around. But yeah, her dad is the great Ox King, and he's supposed to be the most terrifying person ever up to that point. But he just really loves his daughter, and he's just not evil. He's just being crazy. And
what is this?
Yeah, he's a big giant monster, crazy looking hulking dude.
What the heck, man?
And there's no The fact that there's no Krillin in this is also crazy. Goku's best friend.
Yeah, it seemed like a major deal.
It's his best friend. It's what makes... Because if they wanted to do a sequel to this to make it start of Dragon Ball Z, for whatever reason, they would do that.
They wouldn't, but yeah.
The part that makes Goku Super Saiyan is because Frieza kills Krillin.
Right, and I even knew, yeah.
And Krillin doesn't exist. Yamcha exists. Krillin could have just been training with Master Roshi already. It could have been fine.
Yep.
And Yamcha doesn't do martial arts in this. He's just some street thug that, like, thief. And Yamcha used to be pretty strong. Like, he was on par with Goku and stuff. But they couldn't have him be, like, the weakest person in this movie because he really isn't strong. When do we get the sense that he's strong?
I mean, we don't, because he, like, does normal fighting against normal people.
Yeah.
Until, like, right at the end. But at the end, we really don't get a sense that he's strong either, because I don't know what Piccolo can do.
We do know what Piccolo can do. That's what's weird. He blew up that whole, like, area. Remember? He, like, dropped that ball of energy, and it, like, blew up that whole spot.
Like, the way they did that, like, it was, we understand that. But the way they did it didn't really look like that. It kind of looked like he just teleported that spot that was burning.
Yeah. But it was supposed to, because it's bad. Like, the movie's bad.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be, because it was like a real, like, world.
Yeah.
Like, on this side, and all of a sudden got to, like, Crap Village, and it was, like, in a crater shape, because he blew it up. But it felt like that happened, like, a month ago, and then now they're just going there to get the Dragon Ball. Like, it didn't feel like he literally just did that.
Right.
And he can, like, destroy a house just by clenching his fist. And Goku can light a candle?
Barely.
He can light three candles at once if he's really, really into that girl?
Yeah. The thing that really got to me, too, was, like, I feel like they're trying to show progression of character of him building his strength, but there was, like, zero training happening.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a whole thing, too. Isn't there, like, four episodes at a time where it's just him training? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like a major deal.
Let's compare it to a superhero movie.
Sure.
A solo superhero movie, they kind of sometimes have like a training montage, or like they lose their power or something.
Right.
Happens where like they're
stuck in like a pit with, like, you know, prisoners, and they have to fight their way. Yeah. You know.
Or something like that, you know? And then this, like, the whole, like, Rocky training montage that could have happened. And the problem with why they couldn't do that is because they put a time limit on how long they had until the thing would happen.
Right.
And, like, because they said, we only have 7 days to do this. But if they were like, oh, we don't have 7 days to do this. Like, we are just trying to do it now. And then, or, like, they're like, we have this much time. You have a month to get good or something. Before Piccolo, like, does whatever he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it could have been, like, a training montage of, like, him doing a bunch of crazy stuff with Master Roshi. Like, just fast forward with some music like Rocky, right? And then at least then, you'd be like, okay, he trained, and now you can feel that he got stronger.
There's some progression in character, you know? Like, we could have fisted in our star, like, shown some actual, like, something.
Yeah, it just... There's no substance, and Goku is just trash.
And which is weird, because, like, Goku, even people who don't watch like me know how OP Goku is.
Yeah.
Like, and there was nothing. There was nothing there.
And they, like, even botched the Kamehameha. Like, they had to do a bunch of, like, arm movement stuff, and right. It's like, that's not the Kamehameha. He literally just puts his hands next to his side and yells.
Yeah.
And then Goku gets shot in the chest with a gun. His greatest weakness, guns.
Right, right.
And Master Roshi uses the Kamehameha to bring him back to life.
Which that would, like, blow him apart, wouldn't it? Not Goku particularly, but a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not like you can do a healing Kamehameha wave. And I just was telling Caleb when we were watching, I'm like, why didn't they just, like, shoehorn in a Zenzu bean? You know what I mean? Like... at least throw something to the... Like, fan service is, like, stupid, but, like, throw us a bone, yo. Like...
Because there was, like, zero...
Don't worry, we can save him. We have a Zenzu bean.
And then the fan service they did have was, like, ridiculous. Like, you brought up the whole... what's her name?
Chi-Chi?
No, the other one.
Sorry. Bulma?
Yeah, Bulma. With the one blue strand of hair.
Yeah. They're like... I was like... I asked Caleb, like, who is this character? And he goes, I don't know. And I didn't say it. And then she's like, I'm Bulma Briefs. So I'm like, that's her name. I forgot that was her name. And yeah, they had one blue, like, teal strand of hair that make it like Bulma. And I was like,
Lord.
I mean, I get it, but it's just stupid looking.
You know what's really funny? I'm even more confused because I thought the trailer for this one had Goku with the blonde hair, the yellow hair.
No, it just is spiky.
I swear to God, the trailer had his yellow hair, like a Super Saiyan thing.
No, that definitely would have been way after this.
Okay.
Maybe they did it to trick you or something, or they like had him have like an aura or something. No. He only has one move, the Kamehameha,
right?
In this.
Yeah.
And so does Piccolo, apparently. Piccolo does like a Kamehameha early. Like,
yeah, he does that, yeah.
We have a cat in here.
We do have a cat.
He's scratching in the litter box like a real cool cat. We put the movie in his litter box so he could shit on it. He's going to shit. Just like we're doing. Piccolo looked like trash.
Yeah, it was real bad.
I think it's because he didn't have his antennas. Or something. There was something gross about how he looked.
I mean, what about the iconic costume?
Like the purple and the white?
Like that could have been a thing. That could have been a thing.
But did you see how crappy Goku's iconic costume looked?
Yeah.
They like try to update him to make him look more real looking, but like he just didn't, you know.
And they also gave him the hoodie at the beginning with the colors.
You got to have a hoodie.
Gotta have the hoodie.
Are we talking about Goku?
Yeah.
Because Piccolo also had a hoodie at the beginning.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Yeah, Goku's hoodie is like reverse colors. It's orange like outline, and then it's like the hood is blue. I was like, that's not a real fabric. Like there's something going on with this look.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm thinking about the Piccolo costume is it actually would have been better because if I remember correctly, it's the white, like, wrap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that actually could have helped with the terrible-looking face costume, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the top of his head is all, you could tell it's just, like, they put this on so he could cover his hair.
Right.
And it, ugh. And then, like, they only brought one person from the Pilaf, like, gang. They brought Mai, that girl that was the evil girl. But at no point... Why couldn't Piccolo just do everything himself? He could have found all of them in, like, seconds.
Well, that was also the weird thing. It was like, he has seven now. We're like, but where did the... What?
Because he had a few already, obviously.
Apparently.
Well, he stole one from that village. And then he got the rest of them from the Goku.
But Goku only had, like, four.
Yeah, that's all you need. Five.
the five Dragon Balls.
You don't need to know where the other two came from because they only had so much time, you know? And it was like, the movie's going to be done now. You know? It was like...
That was the thought process, exactly.
And oh my God, this is a big topic for me. When the bad girl fights Chi-Chi in that tournament and gets her blood,
yeah.
Why at all would... she know that Chi-Chi is friends with Goku? Because, like, it's just some random girl they picked.
Also, they didn't, like, specifically say anything of why she needed the blood, which I understand she needed it for cloning, apparently.
To transform herself into
her? But, like, it was just kind of like she has her blood. Yeah, now there's two Chi-Chis! Yeah.
And I was like... And how long was she fake Chi-Chi? Was it during the kiss scene, too?
Oh...
You know?
Oh, God.
But why would she help Goku learn how to be powerful?
Bone down. That's why.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's just so bad. Like, why is this a real thing?
Like, I don't know, man.
Just so much, like, arm movement and, like, to do a simple move. And then they started talking about, like, the elements.
Yeah, okay. They said airbending way more than I expected.
I know. We were like, Avatar, the last airbender?
Do they ever actually say, like, airbending and stuff in the normal Dragon Ball?
I don't remember, but I don't think so. Because
that seems kind of odd. I mean, I know they were before Avatar, but...
Right. I don't think so, really. I don't think it has to do anything with, like, the elements. I think it's just, like moves, you harness your own energy. Yeah. It's just moves.
They're not like airbending and stuff.
I had another point. Other than like the dumb moves and all the stuff, the fight scenes look so fakey.
Yeah.
It was so generic and trying to be like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but not like good. I never seen that, but it looks like it's just like all wire work and stuff.
Well, and then when Chi-Chi was like doing fighting stuff, it was like super not great.
Yeah.
Like really, it was like a girl trying to look like, you know, not trained person trying to.
It looked like somebody that learned those moves to do in a certain sequence.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the other person had like a huge tell to tell you what the next move is.
Yeah.
And the same, that was the same problem in Fist of the North Star, is like everything was so, so played out, and it's like the new cuts of how they cut things now.
It's tough when you're trying to do an anime fighting thing, you know, like Fist or like Dragon Ball, when you try to do a fighting to a live action, and you'd make live action less about fighting.
Yeah, and the thing about, I'll give it one thing, when they were doing like the really fast arm movements like that were like sped up, I was like, if they did a Fist of the North Star in 2009, they could have done that, and it would have looked awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kenshiro would have been, like, woo, 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 like, really fast.
It wasn't bad at all.
It still looks stupid, but, like, it was fine. Because they were just standing in place because they couldn't move because they needed to, like, impose those hands.
Right, right.
It was so weird. Like, it just was like, we only have this much money that we don't know how to use responsibly, so let's minimize anything that could make us have to like do something hard.
Like the dragon.
The dragon. Do you know what Shenlong looks like?
I've definitely seen many pictures.
He doesn't, he's like huge.
Yeah, and like actually, like you pointed out, extremely intimidating.
Yeah, like he, when Shenlong in the show comes out, he, that's the dragon from where the Dragon Balls come.
Yep.
Like you get the all the Dragon Balls together, you say the prayer, and then Shenlong comes out.
Yeah.
And he, the sky turns black all around the world. There's like thunderstorms like going all over the place, and he's like towers over them. He's like huge. He's like miles long. And when he like gets close to you, like you're just seeing like a ginormous face. And in this, it was like a yellow little dragon that flies around a little bit. And he was about as big as like a car.
He wasn't that big.
Yeah, and it was like,
and he was just like a ghost.
Yeah,
there's not like an actual presence there. It was
And Goku's like, "Bring back Master Roshi," and then he like shoots a little flame beam at him. And that's, I think we both had a huge problem with the wish.
Yeah, he could have, like, done a lot of things.
Literally anything.
Yeah. Instead, he's like, can you bring back this one person? Not even my grandpa.
Yeah. Like, that's what's crazy to me is, like, because they could have, I don't remember if in the anime, Roshi dies trying to do the evil containment wave, and then they do that specific thing, bring him back.
Right.
I don't remember. But
it's probably way more significant if so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the wish could have been like, and that's what I said this, I was like, why don't they just wish everybody Piccolo killed back to life?
Right.
And then there'd be like millions of people, but more people, but like that's still better than, because Grandpa Gohan would have been alive.
Yep.
Roshi.
That whole village.
Everyone
of people.
That died. Or did Roshi die from using his move and that wouldn't count?
No, because he did. It wasn't his move. It was.
He did the evil containment wave.
Yeah, but the only reason he died was because what's his name? Piccolo dropped like a ton of crap on him.
I thought it was because they said that the evil containment wave uses your whole life force.
Yeah, but it didn't even work. Like he, like Piccolo fought back.
Well, yeah, if you use it, you use it.
Well, that's pointless.
And they bring you to like this temple of monks. And they're like, we gotta create this, like, jar. And from what I remember, in like the even in Super, like it's like you just slap a talisman on any jar. And as long as it's, like, sealed with the talisman that has been properly prepared, anyone that has evil intent can be sucked into the jar.
What the heck?
Or anybody can get sucked in the jar, I think. And, like, they get trapped. And, like, how Piccolo escapes, because he gets sucked in earlier, and Goku gets the train or whatever, and somebody, like, opens it. Like, and that's why he escapes again, because somebody, like, opened it, or, like, it fell and broke or something. Like, somebody did something that... And in this, like, he does the wave, and Piccolo's like, oh! And he just shoots a beam and, like, blows up the jar. I'm like, I don't remember if that happens in the anime. Maybe it does. Mm-hmm. But, like, everyone that ever sees the evil containment wave, like, pees their pants.
Right.
Because, like, it is... It doesn't matter how strong you are, it will suck you in, and you're trapped.
So would this work on somebody like Cell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Could work on anybody.
Oh.
They use it on a lot of people.
Wow.
But I think the more powerful you are, the easier it is. Like, it doesn't last as long.
Okay.
But, like, if you needed to capture somebody for a period of time, it's probably a good technique to use. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, I need to not fight somebody for, like, 3 months, so I need to use this move so that we can, like, train or whatever. Yeah. Like, because, like, yeah, if they used it on, like, Cell, he would probably break out in, like, 5 days. But, like, that's more than none.
Right. It's 5 days of training.
What? And they got the hyperbolic time chamber, so they go into the place for a day, and it's actually a year in real in the machine.
You know, like, from out of context, all of the things you've told me so far about this anime are freaking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's weird. It's good. Or is it sometimes? But they just really didn't understand Dragon Ball, I think. Or what they tried to do really didn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you have any, like, huge issues that you could think of?
I mean...
That we didn't already cover, I suppose.
Just in general, like, the main character was super weak, too.
Like, the actor?
Yeah, he was not a good actor as Goku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he was in other things.
He looks like he could be a Twilight character.
Kind of.
That's why I was like, I don't think he belongs in this.
I thought what was... The one thing I thought was funny, and I, like, wasn't like, haha, that's hilarious. But, like, when he gels his hair and it, like, shoots up, and Caleb was like, shink.
Yeah, at the same time that happened. I don't even know that about... You informed me about how the...
It's just a stupid fact.
Right. And I didn't even know that, but I knew right away it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be a good movie when you can predict the little things like
that. You can predict a dumb joke.
Yep.
Like, haha, Goku can't make his hair? Cool. You know.
Hey, guys, we're trying fan service.
Whatever. I just think Piccolo... And then Piccolo's wish was, like, he was the worst. He was like, I'm going to use the Dragon Balls and become the ruler of the Earth. He's like... And it's like... You already are. Like, you're already the strongest thing. Like, why would you wish
that? Yeah, yeah. Because he literally could. He there's nobody that can stop him.
Except for Goku for some BS reason about him being Ozaru. And he was... That's another thing we brought up. He was not a big monkey. He was like...
Oh, my God. He was the same size. He was like a foot taller.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was just like... He looked like if The Rock was wearing a gorilla costume.
And it was terrible CGI.
It really was.
So bad.
And at one point, the gorilla version of Goku jumps out, and his CGI vest is blue, not orange. They forgot to color it the right color. And it's just like, you did not care. And that whole, like, plot point was literally... a minute long. He turns into the monkey, then he goes, remember who you are, Simba, and then he turns back into Goku, and he's like, I'm a monkey, but I'm also a man, and I'm gonna Kamehameha you to death, Piccolo, by doing the move really dumb, by starting it with, like, some sort of stupid wrist action. Then I'm gonna yell Kameha and then hold it by my face, just like Goku does in the anime, not even close. And then I'm gonna jump and shoot it, because that's what Goku loves to do. Jump and shoot his Kamehameha beam. It wasn't even like a push and pull scenario.
Nope.
It was like he just jumped through it. Why didn't he just jump and punch him or something? The one thing I did like was the scene where he's fighting the bullies, kind of.
That was neat.
It was interesting. Like, it was cool to see them beat each other up.
That was the one point in the movie where I was kind of, like, getting into it. I was feeling it. I was like, all right, sure.
I was like, this is
my... Because he didn't fight back. It was all him just dodging and then killing each other. Yeah. Like, I'm into this.
Goku definitely would be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm into this.
And then those two bullies hit each other with the pipes. One of them got nailed in the face and the other one got nailed in the leg.
One guy definitely died.
He died.
He definitely died. That was Chi-Chi's boyfriend.
And he totaled his own car.
Oh, yeah, wrecked it. Hardcore.
why would you keep attacking somebody with a pipe when they're standing on your car?
Because I'm a jock idiot.
I'm a jidiot. I'm a jock idiot.
Hashtag jidiot. We haven't had a hashtag in a while.
That's true.
Do people hashtag it? Is that what the kids do?
I think
them Snapchats and the hashtags?
The kids. The kids! I don't know what's happening to me. I almost died today.
Did you?
I had to go to jazz class.
Oh my God.
Jazz history literally sucks the life out of me. And when I left, I was like, thank God, now I'm going to go watch a really bad movie. Because I look forward to it. Even though I don't like it when I'm watching it, I'm just like, I'm super excited to talk about it.
I don't even want to know what Buttercup would have said about this movie.
He would have killed me.
Yes, he would have been so mad.
I know. The only reason he's not here is because he had to go get his phone fixed, and it took longer than they thought it was going to. And then he was like, well, it's already super late, so I'm just going to go work on my album some more, master it. I was like, whatever, man. Because we had like 10 minutes or 20 minutes left of the movie when he texted me. So I was like, we're not starting this piece of garbage over.
No way. Dear God, no way.
Ugh. All right, let's get to some seggies.
Let's do it.
Would this be better with Michael Cera?
Yeah. Bulma.
You think Bulma?
I want Michael Cera's Bulma with the hair.
Nice, nice.
And the costume.
Very nice.
And the guns. And the weird man crush.
Oh, she dates Yamcha in the anime.
I bet the anime makes more sense, though.
It does, because it's over years and not over hours.
Like 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. My pick is Piccolo.
Oh my God.
Michael Cera to be flying around with Green his face. Evil thing. He's like, I want to be the king of the world.
Blowing crap up.
Yeah, dropping energy bombs on everybody. It's a good time.
Stealing Dragon Balls.
Stealing balls from people.
Running that Wolfenstein floating machine.
Yeah, that giant space temple.
Nazi temple.
I don't think Piccolo has a spaceship.
I don't think he needs one.
Because he can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about it. At the end, he just flies.
I mean, he's Piccolo.
Well, they don't know how to fly in Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay.
They have to learn, but I think Piccolo does know how to fly in Dragon Ball.
He has the energy to do it. I'd assume he could.
Because I think he's one of the people that knows how to fly, and then like Goku learns later. But like that's why he had to use the Flying Nimbus. But yeah, Master Roshi never learns how to fly. So like, I think is always cool because he still doesn't know how to fly. Like, and he's like super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
which Goku learns how to fly, right?
Eventually, yeah.
So what's the point of the Nimbus?
He never learns how to fly for like a long time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like almost until he's an adult.
Oh crap! Really.
Yeah.
Which everybody else does, though, right?
Because nobody else knew how to fly. Nobody knows how to fly, except for Piccolo. And he's like, Piccolo can fly. And then maybe, like, one other person can, and then he learned how to fly.
Weird.
Because it's never been like, why would you do that?
Right.
You know? They never thought about it. And normal people can't. It's, like, it's a secret technique.
Yeah.
They bring it up in Dragon Ball Z because Gohan teaches Fidel, his girlfriend, how to fly.
Huh.
Because real people can do it too.
Right.
Not just aliens.
Apparently. Midichlorians.
Yeah, the midichlorians. The power levels are too high.
Over 19,000. That's the core, right? 19,000?
Yep. You're really good at this.
I know. I know my meta.
Michael Cera.
Cera.
Favorite person in the movie? It's a loaded question.
Yeah, Chi-Chi, because she's hot.
I'm gonna say Chi-Chi because she seemed like to be the only person that gets kicked in the face and then kisses somebody after.
Bro, that's ridiculous, dude. He like straight up knocks her out by kicking her in the face.
Goku, the hero, by the way.
Yeah, and then rolls up and like they start making out. That's like the next interaction.
Yeah, she goes Goku, and she runs up to him, and like the scene before that she's in, he hits her so hard she gets knocked unconscious,
and she flips over too.
Yeah, and she's like laying on the floor unconscious. Goku gets shot. They have to resurrect him, and with the Kamehameha, and they just leave Chi-Chi on the floor. Like
she could have been dead
for all she knows. They all abandoned her. You know what I mean?
True. She doesn't even know the thing with Piccolo happened.
Yeah.
They just roll up and they're like, oh, cool, you're not dead.
She knows she fought somebody that looked like her.
Yeah, she doesn't even know that.
And then everybody left. That's what her last thought was.
Oh, my God.
This crazy person looks just like me.
And then my boyfriend kicked me in the face.
Kicked me in the face.
What a life, dude.
And the thing about Chi-Chi is she would have been so mad if she was real Chi-Chi.
Yeah, yeah.
She would have been furious and like beat up Goku like for no reason.
Of course.
And in this, she's just like, oh, that's so funny, Goku. You hit me in the face. You're so funny, Goku. Abuse. Chi-Chi's the best character. The only one that was real to me.
Five real.
Like, I would have said Master Roshi if he was... if he wore sunglasses, dude.
If he was normal Master Roshi.
Yeah, if he even looked a little bit... I mean, I would have got down with sunglasses with the fake mustache.
Man.
I would have been fine with that.
But literally, they just chose some Asian dude. That's really what it felt like.
He must be significant in, like, the community.
He has to be. Because for us, for me not knowing, literally just felt like they picked an Asian dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not... Again, I do not know Dragon Ball at all, but I know what Master Roshi looks like.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Master Roshi. People have shirts with Master Roshi on them. They don't even know what Dragon Ball Z is.
Right.
They just go, look at this weird old guy with sunglasses.
It's like Green Day. Everybody has those American Idiot t-shirts and have no idea what Billy Joel Armstrong is.
Yeah. Lance Armstrong. His brother.
His son.
Oh, his son.
That's why he's such a punk.
Oh, that makes sense. Because his dad does steroids.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was getting at.
Least favorite character in the movie.
He has to be Piccolo or his sidekick.
My
least favorite character.
My least favorite character. And it's because Piccolo and them didn't have anything that made you feel. They didn't have any dialogue or
anything. I didn't even feel terrified or like anything about him.
I don't think that girl said a word in the whole movie.
No. I was trying to think if she said anything after she transformed, but she didn't.
She said she talked in the hallway
as Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi.
So that doesn't count.
That doesn't count, yeah.
She was just Chi-Chi.
But she didn't say a single thing, I don't think.
I can't think of a moment where
and
she
then
did.
All Piccolo ever says is, like, I want to be king, and give me the Dragon Balls.
Give me them balls.
Maybe she said, give me the Dragon Ball when... She was
fighting Bulma.
That's how memorable she is. You can't even remember if she said anything.
There you go.
And it's just like, my gosh.
Who was your least favorite?
My least favorite is Goku.
Oh, good, the main character.
Yeah, he wasn't likable. He did an okay job acting, but he was just bad at. He wasn't a good pick. The problem is there is nobody that could do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that are like, you can't make this
and do live action.
No.
Like, it never should have been attempted.
You can maybe do like a Final Fantasy CGI type thing.
Yeah, but why?
Exactly.
You know? Like, it should barely be a video game that barely works. You know, like,
the games barely work.
Yeah. Like, because they just reuse the story and shorten out the dumb parts.
I mean, what's the ones that you go back through time?
Xenoverse.
Yeah, I mean, and those are fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
But again, it's like exactly replicating.
It's just telling the story and then like skipping. Like, and then they'll be like, oh, remember when this happened? Because it implies that you've seen it before.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if somebody just started it and they were like, I don't remember this at all.
Me. I played the first 20 minutes of Xenoverse, and I said, well, this is stupid.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Because you'd be like, help Goku defeat Raditz, and then all of a sudden he's glowing purple. And
yeah,
because like,
I was very confused.
And then Piccolo's like, special beam cannon, and kills Goku.
Because all my friends were like, yo, this is an awesome game. And I was like, why is this an awesome game?
What you should play is Dragon Ball Tecnaichi 2.
Or that new one coming out looks pretty red.
But that one doesn't tell you the story.
Fair enough.
Tecnaichi 2 does a pretty good job of telling you from the beginning, like, it just brings you to the fights and, like, lets you know who the characters are, and you kind of get a breakdown between.
Red.
And it's fine. It doesn't just throw you into a random fight, and you're like, whoa, man, the future is different.
We need to go back
to the past to protect our future. So Goku sucks, is what I
say. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That means burn down, leave, or keep forever.
Burn it down, no question. I'm never gonna watch this again. Matter of fact, I don't want to see it again. I started this by saying I just watched a list of like the top 10 worst anime films ever, and I think you're right saying it is not the worst one.
Yeah,
because it was still watchable.
Yeah,
it wasn't like incredibly painful. I didn't like cringe the entire time. But it definitely wasn't great.
It wasn't good.
Or good, yeah. But it wasn't terrible.
And the reason it's bad, and like I was saying, the reason it's bad is because the source material is way too hard. You can't translate it into a film.
You can't entirely blame this person.
You would have to
make definitely blame them a little bit.
You'd have to make like 8 movies just to get through to the part where it would make sense.
Yeah.
And what, were they going to do, 1 Dragon Ball per movie? That would be great. 1 Dragon Ball per movie, he goes and fights all the people that over the time it would take to get to Piccolo.
Or here's an idea.
Not do it at all. Is that what you were going
to
say?
That is exactly what I was going to say.
I mean, I try to salvage something, but they can't establish a franchise like that, you know?
I mean, especially with something that's so cherished in like a lot of people's childhood.
It's like people's first anime, a lot of people's.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I really like Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball is good, too. And it just really just breaks me inside that they fucked this up real bad.
Yeah.
But I also expected it. I never expected it to be good. I'm also burning it down and leaving.
Yeah. That doesn't end very often with you.
I know. Because I'll like give something horrible a chance.
Yeah, you're very forgiving.
Even things I hate to like the maximum, I don't like to burn. Because I enjoyed the experience I had.
Yeah, you did it with... the one we did last one we watched.
Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, you did with Fist of the North Star. You said you'd watch it again.
Yeah, I bought it.
You didn't see my face there. It was disappointment. Just disappointment.
Well, because it didn't have a rant. You could buy it for $3.
I know.
So I just bought it. It's a fine film.
Well, yeah. That just tells you right there that you burned it down.
I burned this one down for real.
That should go down in the record book.
Yeah.
I think it's like a 2 for you. It's not very high. Your number's not very high. Mine is very high. Almost every movie we watched, I burnt down.
I should go through the list and see if I remember. Because I don't even think I burnt down Batman vs. Superman.
No, I don't think you did either.
I think I burnt down the specific version we watched.
Okay, because I think you actually burnt down The Watchmen, if I remember.
Maybe?
I think you did. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back and listen to them.
Because I've always, like... I always find a reason for somebody to watch it, but I have no reason for anybody to watch this. Because Fist of the North Star was like, it still has like a thing it's trying to do.
Yeah.
And then it made me want to watch the anime.
Which?
This makes me want to watch the anime.
This does make me watch the
anime. But the difference is because this was such a failure.
Yeah.
I was like, I always want to watch Dragon Ball Z. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's always a good one to go to.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to cleanse my palate with Dragon Ball Z. I would not, if I was to be like, what's a good way to get somebody into Dragon Ball Z? I would not show them this. I would like, if I was like Fist of the North Star, I'd be like, maybe we could watch this. And I'd be like, check out how good this real thing is. Cause like it's set in the same setting.
Yeah.
And like it tries to follow it right. And this does not do anything that even resembles Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, fuck this movie. The end.
Cut. Done.
Let's do some plugs.
Let's do it. Before we do that, I want to tell you something. Yeah. I'm very excited for a new movie coming out. If you guys have heard of a little movie called The Room, it's one of the worst movies of all time, and I love it. I watch it all the time. There's a new movie coming out with James Franco and Seth Rogen. It's called The Disaster Artist, and it's the creation of The Room. It's a true story based on the guys who were in the creation of The Room, the worst movie of all time, and it's going to be hilarious. And if you haven't watched The Room, go do that. There's my little...
When is it supposed to come out?
It's coming out December.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think it's 12.
Yeah, that looks like a good movie.
I'm really excited for that, especially because it's James Franco's impression of Tommy Wiseau is amazing.
Yeah.
Which, like, Tommy Wiseau, like, if you know who that is, he's, you know, easily one of the most quotable and personable, like, people, like, on the planet. But James Franco nails it, including the look. Yeah. Like, he looks just it's like Tommy Wiseau. Yeah, so I'm very excited. You guys should go check that out.
Yeah, check out The Disaster Artist. We don't normally plug a movie that we don't have any affiliation with, but I'm feeling that this will be good.
I'm just extremely excited for it, especially mm-hmm. if you haven't. Do yourself the treat of watching The Room.
It's a trash movie.
It's so bad. It's so beautifully bad.
It's one of those trash movies that people watch because it's trash. It's a good group movie.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how bad it is and how, like, just... I can't do usually trash movies. I get really upset. But The Room is so bad that it's beautiful.
And he's on this podcast. Yeah, Disaster Artist.
It's very good.
Now, let's do our plugs.
Let's do it.
You first, obviously.
Okay, as you guys know, I am working on my album. I'm very excited because I just finished writing it now, so it's completely written. We'll be doing some vocal stuff. Well, that'll be coming up. So if you guys want to go to my pages, look up Caleb Truax or look at my band page, Snow in April. I'll be on Instagram and stuff. I will be releasing very soon some hints and some minor demo tracks for you guys to get a feel what's going on, as well as there will be a single coming out within the next 4 months.
Very nice.
Very exciting.
Very
nice. Yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Mike.
I don't really have anything I want to say. Same deal. I have the album coming out in the spring. I don't know if I'm going to do any secret previews or anything because... No, maybe. But I do want to say is we're going to do something new here. And if you leave a good review on our iTunes, we'll read them. I'll throw you a shout out.
Yeah, dude.
So start leaving some reviews and we'll shout you out. Make sure they're good, though.
Also, if you have any questions for us, stuff like that, I can get, of course, recommendations. Throw that at us, too.
Yeah, throw those on the reviews. Because, you know, we've been pleading you for reviews. And I think this is a good incentive. You get a nice, sweet shout-out. You can show all your friends that you are popular. And that's all we ever want is to be loved.
That's
so.
All we want as human beings.
And you can also email the podcast. What's our email? You don't know, do
every
you?
Time. I panic. Every time you point it to me, I get nervous.
burnitdownandleave@gmail.com.
You know, why do I screw that up? It's super easy.
It's literally our name, @gmail.com. And... tell me if you like jazz.
Oh my god!
Because I want to kill myself. Because I hate jazz history.
We started the day with Mike going, "Jazz almost killed me."
Jazz is killing me.
Jazz is killing me.
And tell me if you like the soundtrack for Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and tell me if that's jazz.
Yeah.
These are things that I request.
We should know.
But they're not mandatory.
They're mildly mandatory. You know what is mandatory?
What?
Listen to our podcast and.
Oh.
Hitting us up on our Twitter.
Huh.
Our Instagram.
Oh.
As well as just, you know, sharing this with your friends. As I pointed out before, podcasts are great for road trips.
Very nice.
Also, you know what's really awesome? I just realized if you work at a store while you're closing, throw this podcast on.
Sweet.
While you're closing down the store for your friends. As well as, man, just like hit us up for any cons or any like anything like that you want us to do, any meet and greets, you know that stuff. Hit us up.
You know the spiel.
You know the spiel.
You know how to find us.
Yeah.
But
and if you have that movie merch, you also know what to do.
If your friends want to hear more, yes. Tell them how to find us.
Which is on our website, redpersona.com.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah.
On the
Stitcher.
On the Apple Podcast.
That's also iTunes.
Yeah, it's iTunes. Basically anywhere where podcasts are available.
Yeah, if you have a podcast app, you can find us. Most likely. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
You are the best,
Caleb.
I love you too. Bye.